With MidMichigan Matters, I'm Lauren Mitchell. I recently had a visit here at the WMPX WMRX studios in Midland from 4th District U.S. Congressman Dave Camp. We spent several minutes and covered several issues. This is the three-part series that will air the rest of this week on our morning show. Your thoughts on Obama's performance to fix, one, the economy, two, global respect, and three, national security.
I think my opinion would probably reflect polling numbers. I don't give them high marks on any of those things. Obviously, we've got the highest unemployment rate that we've had longer than the Great Depression. So I don't think we've seen the economic recovery that we need to see. I'm very concerned about his unauthorized use of force in Libya. That is, he has not come back to the Congress according to our laws and either had a declaration of war according to Article 1 of the Constitution or at least had an authorization of use of force. As I look at some of the areas you've mentioned, I don't give high marks. Let his record speak for itself.
The leading GOP candidate seems to be Mitt Romney.
Well, I do think he has a strong business background, and I think getting our economy moving again is going to be, I think, priority number one for the next president. It should be now.
Should have been yesterday.
I don't think we're getting that, but I think he brings a lot to the table. In full disclosure, I did support him when he ran last time. I have not endorsed any candidates yet for president. He is leading, and I think the fact that Mike Huckabee and some other key Mitch Daniels have said they're not running, when those sort of establishment-type candidates announce that, I think that goes to Romney's benefit, and I think that's why you're seeing his polling numbers go up.
Would you ever consider running for president in the future? Or are you feeling that your job is too important here?
Well, I've just been given this responsibility on Ways and Means, and I really need to spend my full time focusing on that. That's what I'm doing, and I'm enjoying the job. It's a big challenge, but I've got all I can handle right now.
It's a huge job.
It is.
And we're looking to you to be our boots on the ground.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do, and that's why I'm pushing very hard on fundamental tax reform. I also think we need to increase our exports. That will be another way we can grow jobs here in America by exporting overseas. That's where growing markets are, and we need to be where the action is.
Withdrawal from Afghanistan this summer. Have you had a chance to study that?
I have looked at it. I really do think ultimately it's going to depend on what we hear from our military as well as our Secretary of Defense. I know there have been some concerns about a hard and fast date on that. Afghanistan is still important because we need to really prevent al-Qaeda's influence in Pakistan, which has nuclear weapons. So it's still an important area, and I'm just going to be watching very carefully what our military, both uniform and civilian leaders, say about this.
You think it may be political?
Well, I think it would be a mistake if that's the only reason that we look at leaving. We really need to understand what this military strategy, we've invested a lot there in terms of people and their lives and their families, and obviously a lot in terms of dollars, and we need to make sure that the decisions going forward are good ones.
Haven't they proposed to decrease the defensive spending budget?
The president's budget does decrease defense. I know the Secretary of Defense has identified some savings, but it's going to be very hard to do that if we're opening up another front in Libya. There already are 4,500 soldiers on the ground there.
Of ours?
Of ours. They're maybe not in the Defense Department. They may be CIA, but they're there. And I'm very concerned about that area as we go forward.
Listen tomorrow. For MidMichigan Matters, I'm Lauren Mitchell.